5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
Looking back at the weekend, Jacinto Naga logo, Iran tries to restart its nuclear program. And why need to become the next self-made millionaire? Syria, the chemical attack, and more Syria and World War III as an economic one. This and more on today's episode of Half Profit, so check it out, halfprofit.com/podcast, and take a completely free subscription, and don't forget to share, like, and retweet. And a very warm welcome. I'm happy to have you aboard on the first episode of this new week. It is a great week. It's an exciting week because it's the first week of the rest of your life. So, that sounds better. If I say it a bit harder and louder, then it sounds even more great. Let me have a big look back at what's happened over the past weekend, because what a weekend it was. It was quite some news, and let's have a quick look at the personal field first. I had once again a lovely barbecue party, and we had chicken once again. So, that was great. The first four fruit plants are in the vegetable garden. Those four will remain year-round and could provide food for the next 5 to 8 years. So that's extremely good, and I really like that. Having that said, they are positioned on the side of a field where I will place watermelons in. So I hope on this way that we're going to get some additional protection by Mother Nature and have this summer yummy, fresh, healthy, organically grown watermelons. At the barbecue party, a few eating guests brought by, and a few unexpected eating guests brought by. It was fun, was great, but basically we're gonna do it again. But I literally had it with chicken, so I basically have now 4 or 5 barbecues in 2 weeks' time, or 3 weeks' time, and that with chicken, it's time for something else. So the next barbecues are gonna be duck, fish, or pork, and I think that I will go for fish, like gambas, sardines, or a shark, or lobster, more of those things. Anyway, send me a message and let me know what you think, what should I put on, and should I do something with that barbecue thing and develop it into a podcast radio thing. All the listeners love to making some money, but you will have to pay tax upon your money, but that's to change. You can save on your tax. Pay no tax. Completely legal. Start earning more money so you can take care for your beloved ones. So you can travel visa-free. Get yourself the tax-free passport. Get yourself the starting point to a tax-free lifestyle. A lifestyle which is an ultimate freedom. HofProfit.com/passport. I say HofProfit.com/passport. Jacinto Naga logo. He is an alderman for a social party in the Netherlands, here in Eindhoven. So basically his policy is about stealing money from people who are smart enough to produce and giving it to people who are too lazy to produce. But that's not really the reason I decided to come on in the podcast. There is another reason. Recently, over the past year in the media, another alderman was really under big public pressure, and media pressure mainly, to express how bad he is and her party at the election, she lost one seat. And she went from 7 to 6, which was actually not that bad, because her party lost between the 25 and 75% everywhere. So she did something relatively well. And Yassine's party also went down just a few seats. Well, his party nationwide also collapsed. And the interesting part is that if you look at Disick at Marianne Schreurs, the older alderman, who is under public media attack, they completely ignore the fact that it is very likely that it's her accomplishment that the low they go. And with Yassine, they say it's his thing, because Yassine is Yassine, and well, let's face the fact, they need him. And some people thought that he was doing as great as alderman. So I thought it's great to have a look at it. And some people say that the media attack is a conspiracy to wipe out Marianne Schreurs' political career. Could be. But then you don't know Schreurs. And a problem with Schreurs is easy. She has a vision. She has an ID. And she is 25 years ahead of the crowd. She started at the mid-1990s when she was just into politics with design in Eindhoven. And you can say something about it. Now it's extremely hot. But then it was nothing. And she started with it, and as her first lonely one, and now it's one of the key sectors of the local economy. So, And what I like about her is she has the vision, and she's honest about the vision, and she will tell you straight in your face that she disagrees with you or agree with you. And then she says, well, let's agree, we disagree, how can we move forward, and if we can help ourselves and the town forward, just a tiny step, let's do the tiny step, and let's do the rest later, or not. Because the tiny step is already a step towards a better world. And, well, let's say, and the interesting part of Yassine, in my opinion, is that people don't ignore the incompetence and the terrible things he's done as Alderman. To begin with, he was responsible for the city's real estate development programs. And I don't know why should the city of Eindhoven develop real estate. That's a business activity. Leave that to a company. They can do it better. And the side effect of Yassine's great policy and great management of the real estate projects was that the city of Eindhoven was engaged in the ecstasy manufacturing. So something that's illegal is being manufactured by is being facilitated by the city of Eindhoven. And he said, yeah, I didn't know. And I didn't know. Yeah, that is basically means to me you're incompetent and you should be terminated as alderman. The city says that real estate owners should inspect the property weekly, just to see that there is no drugs manufacturing. But the city of Eindhoven is not doing it themselves because Yassine Tonagaloko is too lazy and too incompetent to get his people out to do their bloody work. I mean, it is insane. And another part that he was part of his real estate the real estate that he has to manage, he was also managing the building permits. And I think building permits are terrible. It's your ground, it's your property, so do it as whatever you like. Ready. Done. But unfortunately, people like Yassine believe in a socialistic hell state with Joseph Stalin and poverty for everyone and a big government of lazy bureaucratic people turning out the living conditions out of the city and out of a society. But so he believes in that, that's fine. And he built it, he started building, and he did that without a permit. So his people said that he had to demolish it because there was no permit and was not allowed. And he said the permit rules were not for him because he was an alderman. So basically he thinks that corruption is normal. Something that is a criminal offense is normal in his opinion. And then, look, if he was smart, then he simply would wipe out all those regulations that people could build. But unfortunately, he feels the competence and he feels the brains to do so. And the terrible thing, and that's the big reason to take him on and keep taking him on, is that he is very likely to keep going with his work. So then literally we can say, everyone is on government benefits, no one is working. That's lovely. Oh wait, this week you have to work, so I don't have to work. It's an insane model, and it is unfortunately the model he loves.
The Brexit is here, Article 50 is triggered, the talks are going on, unprecedented change will happen. We know this, we know things for certain. The Brexit is a profit maker, at least if you are open for making some money. Get yourself the profitable Brexit report. It explains how the Brexit could happen, the economic fundamentals, finally also a few great methods to make some money on the Brexit. So, are you a profit maker? Are you someone that's open-minded when it comes to making profits? Check hofprofit.com/Brexit.
And the Iranians decided to increase the pressure in the world. They said that they are ready to restart their nuclear program in days. So just a few years after Barack Hussein Obama decided to commit treason and turned in the Jews of Israel for the next Holocaust by Iran, he is basically now... his criticisms are being shown right, because he said, Obama said, well, now the Iranians will have no more opportunity to build a nuclear bomb, and because they don't have the opportunity to build a nuclear bomb, we're gonna lift sanctions, and the people gonna have a better life. And I like the fact that people get a better life. Unfortunately, it's a bit terrible if you realize that the president of the second most important country of the world is putting a knife in the back of a few million people. But, oh well, it's Obama. So we can forgive him because it's just incompetent. But now the interesting part, that the Iranians said, "From well, this deal has to move on, and if President Trump is not putting the deal on, then we simply build a nuclear bomb ourselves again." So the interesting field on this is, so how is this possible? They said that they have to turn in and gave up the complete program. They lack the opportunities, they lack the capacity, and what should they do now? What is happening? I mean, I expect and I think that Trump simply gonna says, well, I don't like the deal, I'm gonna kill it, and I do the only proper thing. And then someone has to move. And then, I mean, let's face the fact, an Iranian nuclear bomb is for Saudi Arabia and is for Israel unacceptable. So now is the big question, who is going to strike? The Saudis could use a new war, because they are losing in Yemen, they are losing in Syria, and this new war would simply be a great way to bring less attention to the problems at home and simply show what they are doing. So that's it. And then it's from Saudi Arabia, only a small section by boat, and you are there. And now comes the interesting part. If this is going to happen, I sincerely think that the Iranians are going to win. Because the Iranians have a well-trained but low-equipment army. Means they have the machine guns and they know how to use them. Well, the Saudi army is soldiers of forces. And soldiers of forces have one side effect. They don't want to die for money. They want to die for easy money, and that's it. And what I think has happened, sooner or later, Saudi Arabia is going to attack. And you see that there is an increasing pressure on Saudi Arabia anyway to do things. It's within the OPEC. And you see that, for example, from Israel, they are now loosening up the ties with the Saudis. And this is interesting. So the two allies against Iran are not really allies. And it could be the simply right to fly an aircraft over space. But it's just what's happened. I mean, so Trump's gonna kill the deal, no problem, fine by me, lovely by me. And Saudi Arabia will have to act, because they don't want this. And they can build their own nuclear bomb, or they can simply buy it, because let's face the fact, no one in Saudi Arabia is working anyway. And what happens if this war comes and Saudi Arabia, the regime collapses, which they are already heading towards, then it's easy. And Iran then has the global power in the OPEC. Well, Venezuela, OPEC member, not really great. Iran, OPEC, Iraq, it's already a puppet state of Iran. Lebanon, if you look at it everywhere, it's just... And do I really mind that the regime of Saudi Arabia would fail? No, not really. It's just something that happened, and something that should happen. Because, let's face the fact, the country is sick, it's an insane country, and it's a crazy country.
The Brexit is here. Article 50 is triggered. The talks are going on. Unprecedented change will happen. We know this, we know things for certain. The Brexit is a profit maker. At least if you are open for making some money. Get yourself the profitable Brexit report. It explains how the Brexit could happen. The economic fundamentals. Finally, also a few great methods to make some money on the Brexit. So, are you a profit maker? Are you someone that's open-minded when it comes to making profits? Check hofprofit.com/Brexit.
At the moment, the world is in a great global change. China is moving up. India is definitely not going for the world leadership. And Russia is set itself into the new role of supplier of commodities and natural resources for China. That in a mixed way, Africa is already being brought towards wealth and prosperity by the Chinese. It's basically time to have a look at what you can do and how you can protect yourself, because Western governments like the United States, the Netherlands, the UK, Germany, Finland, France, whatever government you name, they are all talking and chatting about social welfare and that the government should take care of things. And basically all the governments are bankrupt. It's insane, but it's the truth. They are all bankrupt. And that's why one of the reasons that I think that you should become a millionaire. So you have the opportunity to go and hide. So you can take care of your family and your loved ones. So you can achieve charitable objectives. And ask yourself this. If a government is unable to balance a budget, if politicians have the vision of a second, if people are basically pushed into policies and into wars based upon lies, is it then not a better idea and a smarter move simply for you to say, it's gonna be me, I'm gonna do it. So check it out. If you are not on the list, send me a message. Otherwise, check it out, because I'm gonna release a millionaire report. quick, easy steps who you over time could will become the next millionaire. No quick bucks, no things like you should do this, 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 and this, and within 2 years you are there. No. It's more a set of lines, it's more for journey, for life, and setting the proper mindset. So, check it out.
The Brexit is here. Article 50 is triggered. The talks are going on. Unprecedented change will happen. We know this, we know things for certain. The Brexit is a profit maker. At least if you are open for making some money. Get yourself the profitable Brexit report. It explains how the Brexit could happen. The economic fundamentals. Finally, also a few great methods to make some money on the Brexit. So, are you a profit maker? Are you someone that's open-minded when it comes to making profits? Check hofprofit.com/Brexit.
And Syria is once again a big mess, and we can all see it, we can all check the news, and you see what's happening, and some people say that it's good what Assad is doing, some people say it's bad what it is happening. Matter of the fact is that there is some form of chemicals are being used, people say, the media say, and the Russians say, let's talk, let's investigate, and hey, if the and the Syrians have turned in their weapons and the chemical weapons, how can they use it? I mean, what we have done, those rocket attacks and those bombings, it's just for the media, just to show to their own local voters in the West that we are doing something. And there's a reason that the key reason that I say so is that they inform the Russians when they're gonna attack, where they're gonna attack, with a friendly request to inform Assad about it, so that he could take in checks and balances and secure that he has no losses from it. So we are blowing cruise missiles everywhere, and we inform them where it is. I don't know. I don't think that's a great idea. From a strategic point, it's not that great. If you want to end the solution, and this is the real thing, rockets don't end it. If you really want to end the war, then you need to send in a few 100,000 troops and start fighting. The only terrible thing is that if you look at Assad, if you look at Syria, what's going to happen if Assad's gone? Who will stay there? I mean, then you likely see what's happening in Libya, just some Islamic State radicals are going to win. And on that side, the Russians and the Iranians are having a point. I mean, I would simply say that it's time to realize that the complete Arabic Spring was nothing more than a bloody failure. All the countries with a change in systems are not turned into a democracy, are turned into a dictatorship in a hellhole where you don't want to live. And I mean, why are all those refugees from Africa not staying there? They are going forward to Europe and they are being transferred back. But there are quick and easy ways to solve this problem, because my fear is that this could result into a war because something stupid happens. Someone does something stupid. That is basically the concern. And there are easy ways to get it out and to go for peace, and that would be, in my opinion, 1. Stop arming the rebels, 2. Don't pick a side, 3. Realize Assad is terrible but the best at the moment, 4. Go after Saudi and Turkey for their role in everything. First of all, stop arming the rebels. Why should we arm people who are there, who we don't know what they are doing, and why should we arm them? It's their fight. Why should taxpayers from Western Europe and from Scandinavia, from the United States, send soldiers, send money, while the Syrian refugees are still being here? I would say to the Syrian refugees, go fight. It's your bloody country. We call people who, I mean, if you look at the Second World War here in the Netherlands, the moment that people, you had the defectors who were basically being talked bad about and still being pushed aside. And here we're going to reward reward and give money to the defectors of an ongoing war. Let them defend their own country. Well, and you don't pick a side for an easy reason. You don't know who's win. Don't make dirty hands. Stay out. Be neutral. Switzerland does it for quite some time and it works really well there. It's a good economy. And if you look at point 3, Assad, I don't think, I will not be a member of the Assad fan club. But Assad is the best there is at the moment. Who else you gonna see? And then, I mean, in my opinion, always a bad guy who is the best option is the best option. And then go for the best option. You can say democracy should happen. Yeah, what you gonna get there? Some form of Islamic State country? Sooner or later, they gonna. Fact is that Assad is on the winning hand, and the West and allies have lost and go after Saudi Arabia and Turkey for the role they have played. It was Erdogan who was arming Islamic State. It are the Saudis who are financing those terrorists. And if you look at the difference in policies and mindset, the rest between the Saudi Arabian regime and Islamic State, no real difference. So go after them. Simply kick Turkey out of NATO. Simply do so. But Erdogan is a crazy lunatic who is incompetent to bring peace, and his foreign policy was a complete disaster. You want to become friends with everyone? Hey, he has issues with everyone, and that's fine. I mean, it's just a disaster.
Social media is here. Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, Weibo, blogging, LinkedIn, Swan, Google+. But how to use them in your advantage? Get yourself the Social Media Export course. It's the smart point to use all social media in your advantage without burning all your time. HofProfit.com/SMM. I say HofProfit.com/SMM.
World War 3 is the economic world war, and we are already in it, and you should prepare yourself to prosper. And yes, you should. We are already in since the European Union and the American government imposed trade tariffs and said protectionism will work, which is at the moment not, especially if Russia is exporting some metal export to Boeing. It would literally halt the Boeing aircraft production. So this is an interesting thing that people don't look at and don't talk about. And all that we are at the moment seeing is that the United States is losing its global dominance. The Chinese are taking over. You see that NATO is no longer important and has no real role for itself. You see that NATO has, and this is interesting because the Russians do have a point to this. The Russians are afraid of NATO, and an interesting point is that all those NATO bases are near the Russian border. I don't know. I don't think that's a great idea. So that's one thing that we should realize. And the other thing that we need to realize and go for after is that sooner or later this is gonna go wrong, and we should have a look at how it goes wrong and what you should do to protect yourself. So with those comments, I'm gonna leave you. It's time for me to get the show out, get the reports out, and get the terrible long backlog in product development out. So I will talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to share my tweets. Let me know what you think about, like, share, retweet, and I look forward to hear back from you.